Mr. Chairman.
We're on? We're live? Well, good evening then, and welcome to the regular meeting of the City of Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Commission. Today is March 21st at 6 p.m., and we're at the Veterans Memorial Building here on Surf Street. So we have a quorum. I'd like to welcome a couple of new commissioners, Megan Fazio, yes, and Betty Weinholz. And June Swall is here. She's been with us for a while, so welcome. So we have a quorum, and I call the meeting to order. So we'd like to start with a moment of silence, please. Okay, thank you. All right, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we start with some announcements and presentations, I believe. Does staff have some announcements and presentations?
I believe we do, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Vice Chairman. We've got a PowerPoint. Away we go.
Okay, I'm going to start. Our community classes, we still are in winter season. This will end this month, and then we'll have our new spring season. But these are our classes that we are offering. We also just started our new arts and crafts second session, arts and crafts club for kids. This has been popular. We didn't get as many 4 through 6, but we are definitely running it for the 7 to 12. So if families want to join, there are still spots available. And then we have our dog training classes that just started a couple weeks ago with Irina Betty. She's taught with us for years. So we are offering a variety of different classes. And now to youth services. We have next week is spring break for San Luis Coastal, and we are offering our holiday hangout brick challenge camp for any children who are registered. Registration is closed, but we do have a full camp this for the full week. And then we did just open pre-registration for our kids camp, which is our summer camp for kids. That will run 8 weeks this summer, starting June 17th to August 9th. Our theme this year is Kids Camp University. I know it sounds kind of like school, but it's not. We will be focusing on different career options every single week. So. And then for special events, our upcoming special event is the Mermaid, Sea Creature, and Pirate Parade, which will be Saturday, May 18th. That will begin at 10:30, and we partner with Dockside and Mark, and it's a fun event, so we hope that everybody comes down, comes in their costume, and walks the boardwalk with us.
Great. Yeah, I'll take over and jump in here. So, yeah, we have our pool boot camp program, which is designed as essentially a pool swimming program where they can get ready for enrolling in the junior guard program over summer. So it essentially focuses on physical technique, kind of a lot of swim lesson style instruction for the kids to whip into shape so they can get ready for the junior lifeguard program over the summer. So the program was actually designed so that the individuals participating could pass the test that is required for the junior lifeguard program. And that happens Sundays, 4 Sundays in each month. And we just started registration this week for one of our benchmark programs, the Junior Lifeguard Program. So today was session C, and tomorrow we'll open up for session D. And after tomorrow, all of the sessions, we have 4 sessions over summer, will all be available for registration online. So it's filling up already, so now's the time for everyone to snag their spot for the Junior Lifeguard Program. Like I said, all the sessions are two-week sessions over summer that happen 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily. Have some new coordinators for the program this year, and we're very excited to get it going down there on the beach. New program for us, we have a co-ed adult soccer program with the focus heavily being on the recreational side of things, not on the competitive aspect. Really just looking to grow the soccer community here for adults, people that want to just go out and kick the ball around, have a good time, and stay active and play with friends. So that'll be Thursday evenings at Lila Kaiser Park starting next week. So excited about that new program. We're also doing registration for our Rock to Pier Run, which will be July 20th this year. We brought back the half marathon last year, so we're excited to keep it going with the 10K equivalent. It's not exactly a 10K, and the half marathon. So this year we will have Silk Ocean performing as the band that we have, and the Kiwanis will be cooking breakfast like they do every year. So we're excited to bring the Rock to Pier to Moorabend in the summer.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Do any of the other commissioners have any announcements? No? Okay. Well, the Morro Bay Seniors, I'm the liaison. They're doing really good. I would suggest that to see exactly what they're up to go to their website, because they have a lot of activities going on. And I think their main focus now is still trying to get some more pickleball courts in town. So that's what they're focused on, that, and then all the programs they run over to the community center. So please check out their website. And again, also check out the Morro Bay City website, because there's just stuff going on all the time. And now that it's spring, it's really picking up. So thank you. Okay, let's move on to public comment. I don't see any public comment, so nobody's phoning in. The phone line's ringing off the hooks. No?
Currently, I do not see any raised hands in the queue for Zoom as well.
Okay. Sir, do you have a public comment? Okay. Please state your name. And
yes. Christopher Daly. I live about a mile and a half outside of town off 41. And I'm just kind of wondering, I know that we have a lot of good senior representation here in town like that, and I was just kind of curious what the parent connection really was with the Parks and Rec, and just kind of like... is there a lot of communication going on between some of the parents? I got two kids at Del Mar. I participate in many of the programs here in the city as well as the surrounding areas. And I was just kind of curious on, like, what kind of outreach can be done for that, and what kind of opportunities there are for the parents that are here that want to help out with that. Thank you.
Okay, I think that's a good question for staff. I know we have, like, our neighborhood night out and things like that where we all get together and meet and get to know each other. And I'm sure that the parents probably get to know each other, the after school things and such. You have any comments on that, Kurt?
Yeah, as far as you know, parents of youngsters that are participating in our programs, the best opportunities we can provide are coaching opportunities. Would be the first place I would start. If it's more maybe wanting to help with a class I don't know, with any other program that we might offer, we're happy to get in touch with you, or please touch base with us, and then we can figure out some way that you're able to volunteer or help out. As far as information, we're always accessible to provide any information that you might need about our programs or about any interests that you might have for future other programs or activities that we could design or offer. And then this is a good avenue here, the Rec and Parks Commission, to at least speak and look for some answers or get information from what we're providing here. So hopefully I answered your question. Thank you.
Okay, well, we hope Everybody that else? Helped. Thank you.
Good.
Okay, well, moving on to the consent calendar. I need a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting. For A1 through A3?
Just being new, I'd like to talk about A2, so should I pull A2?
Yes.
Okay, and then I would move approval of 1 and 3, unless someone else wants to talk about them.
Do I get a second on approving A1 and A3 and holding A2? Okay, the vote on that? Yes or no?
All in
favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. Okay, thank you. Okay, please go ahead.
So, not to cause too much trouble my first time out, but I do have a couple of items that I noticed in the great staff reports and thorough staff reports. When we were looking on the charts on page 18 and 24 in particular that related to adult and child sports participation, and you had that great line graph with the red and the blue showing what has been and what is, it appeared that everything is on the rise in all those other categories except for this one, where it seems that this year adult sports and children are kind of, they're not that much down, but they're a little bit under the others. And I'm just wondering if we shouldn't find out why that might be, unless you already know. I didn't know if it was cost or time or...
Interest is our problem, I think.
And we don't know if it's interest or if we're offering the wrong kind of stuff.
And that very well could be. And as you will see in our agenda, we did conduct a survey, mm-hmm. An outreach to the adults requesting, you know, what is it that you're looking for and how can we help to facilitate activities? With regard to youth sports, I think as we all are aware, we continue to see a shrinking decline of youngsters in this area. Mm-hmm. It's just difficult for families to afford to live here. So I understand Del Mar Elementary has seen a reduction in enrollment. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong over there.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So I think I attribute it to that. Be my best guess. I don't have a straight answer for you on that.
Referring to that survey, or if I should ask this later, but were those people who responded those people who are already involved, or are they just a general populace?
I'll let Ken go ahead and respond to that.
So for the community and adult sports survey results, how we put the survey out to those folks was we took our email list of folks that had been signed up for all of our sports programs in the mm-hmm. previous probably 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. And we sent an email individually to all of those folks. We also posted it on our social media site, so all of the folks that were already following our social media or had mm-hmm. access to viewing that were the ones that probably responded. I don't have any. We failed to ask how exactly the folks that filled out the survey heard about it, so mm-hmm. I don't have that exact information.
Yeah.
So that's the most detailed answer I can give you.
And this is just a thought. I assume that we have good relations with Del Mar Elementary School, that they publish our stuff all the time with their kids. Is that something, can we get to the parents through the children?
So Del Mar, it's probably been a while since you've been in that scene, but public schools don't do any type of like publication or anything. It's all online. Oh. And just last year, the district decided that they did not want to, they won't allow schools to post on their parent squares anything, which is the platform that they use, anything that is not district ran.
Oh, so they've cut us out.
So I am lucky enough that I have such a good relationship with the school that they will do things like they will put our kids camp and care when there's no school, mm-hmm. but that's because we're supporting the families that mm-hmm. when there's no school. But other things they are not allowing for anyone to put. So really it's word of mouth. Mm-hmm. It's people, it's us just getting out there and telling them. You know, we do run a very large before and after school program there. Mm-hmm. So that does reach, I think I have 80 families registered. Mm-hmm. So that reaches 80 of those families. But it's really about word of mouth, our social media pages, mm-hmm. and just pushing that information out. So,
okay.
Yeah, it is kind of a different. We can put them on the district website, but I've noticed that not very many people go on the district website to look for those things. Okay. So really, we've geared a lot of this towards the social media because that's where parents are.
Okay, great.
You know, and what's nice is that those parent groups share it, and it kind of goes...
Gets around.
It gets out there, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for enlightening
me. You're welcome. it's a very new thing. So just this last year, they stopped doing it.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I just had one more comment about A2. And that was about, and I forget what page it's on, I apologize, I didn't bring the agenda, but it talks about how we're going to eliminate the reporting on park development, because that's been under Public Works for a couple of years now, but it's never been taken off. And I think it was when we were interviewed that it came to light that they had never taken the responsibilities for parks away from the Recreation and Parks Commission in the paperwork. So I am one who would like to see that restored, and rather than eliminated. And so I would like, and I guess this will come on a future agenda item, to do a report for the commission at its next meeting about why we need to change that back to how it was. And so will that come later, I assume?
I'm not sure I understand entirely. What is it that you want to bring back, the reports on parks?
And the responsibility for parks back to the Parks and Recreation Commission. Like, I think that, in my opinion, and I hope I'm not overstepping because now I'm arguing a little bit, that Public Works Advisory Board has too much on its plate. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one thing we could take off their plate, and it actually belongs within this commission. And the commission has a greater status than just a board under, you know, California constitutional law. And so I would like that to bring that burden back to you, Mr. Carmichael.
Yeah, which is a challenge for me because we don't do park development or maintenance. So what it would require is a report from Public Works and their staff coming to this meeting either in person or providing a written report for us.
Okay.
I do have a standing parks report, and as you'll see in a few minutes, I have nothing to report. There was no report provided by Public Works this meeting. And the suggestion from the Public Works Director was to attend a Public Works Advisory Board meeting if you'd like to know more about parks.
Mm-hmm. Which they rarely talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so I have to agree with you. Mm-hmm. This has been a challenge for me over the last 8 years of working here, where when our offices were separated, there was no formal separation taking place, and I was not able to make that happen with city administration over these last 7.5 years. I'll say not eight, but and there's a number of things that fall into that category where. It's been quite a challenge and disappointment in the same time. Breath almost, I'll have to say, but but I'm happy to sit down again with the Public Works Director and City Manager and have that conversation and see what their answers are.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
So could we delete that paragraph in A2 about recommending that we get rid of that? Could we just say we can approve everything but that paragraph and that we're going to revisit it? Or is that inappropriate?
I'm not sure.
Well, we're discussing it right now, so I don't know if it's necessary. I guess because I did phrase that it will be removed.
Yeah.
And that's the direction that I was going with based on the input from the Public Works Director.
Right.
So he wants parks back in. Parks are in Public Works, and therefore any reporting or any conversation, in his opinion, would take place.
Mm-hmm.
So it could either be parks are going back, or park reporting, you know, is with Public Works, or this commission is reduced to recreation commission only.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I don't have that direction. If it matters, we can certainly strike that paragraph.
I think I would move to amend, if you don't mind, your report and eliminate that paragraph with the understanding that we'll look at it again.
Okay. Do I have to make a recommendation and vote on it then?
That's a great question. I'm not the best with Robert's Rules of Order.
Neither am I.
Just to cover ourselves, maybe we should.
Okay. Do I have a motion that we remove that portion for today and readdress it at a later date?
I would so move.
May I get that a second?
And I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Seeing none, thank you.
Then I would move approval of A2 as amended.
May I get a motion to approve A2 as amended?
So moved.
May I get a second?
And I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Seeing none?
Thank you.
Okay. So moving on, we have a request from Ray Purcell, who's our chair, to excuse his absence tonight. So I make a motion that we excuse Mr. Purcell's absence for this one time. May I get a second to that motion?
Second.
All approve? All in favor? Aye. All opposed? Seeing none, this absence is approved. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I can jump in just for a point of clarification, that is item seven, C7.
Oh, sorry, item C7.
Which was moved ahead to item C.5.
Point five. Okay, so C7 has been moved to 0.5, let the record show. Okay, so now we can move on to C1, staff report, election of chair and vice chair. I don't know. I think Ray was doing a great job. I would recommend that Ray Purcell be reelected as chair of the Parks and Recreation Commission.
And I make a motion that you be the co-chair.
I would second both motions.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All opposed? No saviors. Okay. Thank you. So done. So done. All right. So we have Standing Parks Report C2. Is that where we're at?
Yes, we are. And again, I included this as an agenda item because it is a standing report, but it is there, and I've got nothing to report, and I have nothing verbal, nothing written. My apologies, and I wish I could enlighten the commission with any progress that we've seen with park development. Unfortunately, I don't. Excuse me, I haven't heard anything as of late with regard to Coleman Park, where I know we've been working to secure funding, close to $1 million, I understand, that we have secured. But I have not seen plans or anything to help me share with you or allow me to share with you. So
we really don't have any plans approved yet, do we?
Nothing's approved, no.
Not even the restroom part of it?
There was a lot of conceptual drawings. We did have two public hearings many years ago on the property.
Yes, yeah, I was down there for that. Mm-hmm. Do you think we should recommend that they at least plan and build a restroom part, do it in phases, or should we just wait and see when they come up with a complete plan for the whole piece of land?
Yeah, I would assume that they're going to need a complete plan before they start to implement anything.
Okay, yeah, because of the permits and...
please.
But I would be willing to make a motion that we reinforce to them that we think that bathroom is critical.
I'm sure it is. It's always had a bathroom there.
Right, but do they need to know, is it working? Are they keeping it up?
Oh, the bathroom's gone.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so the bathroom became untenable.
Dirt. Yeah, yeah.
And it was removed. And like we said, they've gone through several conceptions. So maybe perhaps we recommend that they...
That we see this as a priority and that they...
Yeah, it is a priority because it's been abandoned almost for quite a time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps we recommend that they show us their latest plans.
Mm-hmm.
They could just give them to us. We could look at them.
Sure.
They don't have to come down and present them.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I make a motion that we see what they have, and if they have something that we could look at to make comment on, that we do that.
Okay.
Make it
make a second.
Make a second on that. to see what, to get whatever plans they have, and so we can.
Just say second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? None. Okay. So yeah, we just want to see what their plans are, so we can help. We want to help because that's such a beautiful little spot,
mm-hmm.
and it needs just the right size development, not too big.
Yeah.
Not too big. That's one of my worries because there's limited parking. By the time you plan out the parking and the handicap access and everything, and the nearness to the bike path, and the fact that other path that crosses the street that goes over that way, it's going to take a little bit of doing to make it the perfect spot we all like it to be. Okay.
Do you think there's a problem with this?
Can you use your mic?
Oh.
With the
forward planning for this because of the power plant and all the goings on with Bistra? Is that delaying things? It's kind of a close.
I couldn't speak to that. I really don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I do know we lost our city engineer not long ago, so.
Oh.
As we continue to see an incredible turnover here in the city, many projects get put on hold because of the turnover.
Was the city thinking of removing those wells that are down there? I thought I'd heard that at some point.
I know we brought that up during the hearing on site,
okay.
the public input, I should call it, not a hearing. But I can't answer that.
Because I'm not sure if that desalinization equipment's still in place or not. I don't know. That's a good question. City engineer. My only concern was that the park be developed in such a way that it fits into the footprint and isn't too big for the parking and the other things that go on down there. Because there's a big area where they launch a lot of the kayaks and paddleboarders, and I didn't want to see that section eliminated, but... All right, so we'll address that at a later date. So, are we moving on to C4? Kids Night Out, it's one of my favorites.
Mr. Chairman, we skipped over C3, and I know Ken's excited to talk about the...
Adult Sports Survey.
Sports Survey.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, we had briefly touched on the survey a couple minutes ago, in order to try and better serve the population, all of our constituents, people that are involved in our programs, wanted to administer a community and more so geared towards adult sports survey, because I think, you know, we have very, you know, numerous youth sports that are already offered currently. And so as we're getting ready to bolster our number of programs offered, wanted to get information that could guide us on prioritizing the next sports that we were going to offer. So I don't know how much in detail you guys want to go, if you want to go through each of the figures here. We gathered some demographic, like age information, based on the people that filled out the survey. And then we went on to, you know, listing out all of the sports that people could be interested in, and we took their responses in like in a checkbox form, and then we went on to ask specifically about sports: adult basketball, adult soccer, adult social kickball, ultimate frisbee, and then after that, we went on to ask what was the preferred format of signups, you know, whether it be signing up as an individual, signing up as a team manager and organizing your team yourself, or simply a drop-in format where you can, let's say, pay $5 and show up a night that you decide to participate in the sport and go out and play basketball or soccer. So from there, we received some good information. I think we're up to 72 responses when I put together the report. Basketball and soccer were the top two sports that adults wanted to see offered. That was why we offered the co-ed adult soccer program. That was the top one for a while there, until basketball finally made it equal to soccer. So happy to answer any questions the commission may have on the survey.
Okay, well, it looks like what usually happens: basketball, soccer, softball, kickball, pickleball, which is the fastest growing sport in the nation. Now I see ultimate frisbee. Is the frisbee down there, it's at Quintana and South Bay? I noticed there's an area to play there. Is there another frisbee golf course around here? Because I don't play frisbee.
Okay, so I think there's a difference between ultimate frisbee and are you thinking
frisbee
of
golf? Disc I'm thinking golf. Of frisbee golf. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. I think Los Osos has a disc golf course now at Los Osos Community Park, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah, not entirely sure of all of the disc golf courses in the area. This survey was referring more to ultimate frisbee, which is a game that's kind of more similar to football.
So you catch and throw the frisbee.
Correct.
Between
people. It's got two end zones. And
see?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. So do we have enough facilities? How are we doing on basketball courts? I know the one at Coleman's probably not being used because it's not very good shape. You use the one at Coleman? Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, Coleman's got a basketball court. The one at Del Mar that's next to the pickleball courts is in good condition. I think for an adult basketball league, you would probably want an indoor court. We without our own community gym to host basketball games, we have to use the San Luis Coastal Unified School District facilities. So sometimes there's a challenge of securing those when they have their own sports that are competing for gym time. Our youth basketball luckily gets prioritized, during the winter season. However, it's a little bit more of a challenge to secure the facilities from the school district to host like an adult basketball league. Just based on the sports that they currently have going on.
Okay. So at Del Mar, we have one basketball court? Or are there two?
At Del Mar Park?
Yeah.
Correct.
There's only one.
Correct.
Okay. So in the future, if we decide and we can make more pickleball courts, perhaps we'd be better served to have two basketball courts. Would you think there's enough need for a second basketball court, in your opinion, being a...
Well, okay. I think the outdoor basketball courts are better for free open use. Not as much for structured league purposes or, organized sports, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. So we covered C3 pretty good. May I get a motion to receive and file C3?
Make a motion.
Do I get a second?
Make a motion to receive and file.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Aye. All opposed? None. Thank you. Okay, now kids' night out.
Okay, I'm going to briefly give a little background to our new commissioners. So Youth Services majority does childcare, but we also offer some fun sub-activities, and so Kids Night Out is one of the sub-activities, where we offer a night that parents can drop off their children. They pay a pre-registration of $20, and for 3 hours, I believe, 5 to 8, the kids stay with us. All of my staff are qualified child care givers, so, and we do a little crafts games, pizza dinner or some sort of dinner, and then movie or some sort of event that goes with the theme. And we did them prior to, at the beginning of my career here, and then we kind of had to stop with funding, but it was something that families asked us to bring back. So we did right about after COVID, we took the chance and tried to bring them back, and they were really popular, so we have continued to offer them. We offer one every other month is kind of our goal. Typically, one's in December, one is in February, and then we'll do another in April. During summer, we take a break with these just because people are on vacation and we're really busy with our summer camps and other events. So I am going to report on two of them because we had them back to back. Our December was actually postponed due to signups. I've noticed, as much as parents appreciate the December, we are competing nowadays with a lot of other events that go on in December, so we have to move around dates. But we postponed this one, we moved it to January, and we had a good turnout. We had about 20, I think we had 21 kids. It's not a financially expensive activity because we use our own facilities, the staff who already work for us, and it's the crafts and activities we already have from our before and after school programs. Children's dinner is fairly reasonable. You know, they're not eating steaks. And again, a movie, it's a very reasonable activity. And really, the kids just like to hang out and have fun. So when we moved it to January, we referred to it as a pajama party because every kid loves to just come in pajamas and bring a stuffed animal. And that one, we actually did a little breakfast for dinner. Pancakes, that's their favorite. So that was a good turnout. I think the only big suggestion staff has is that we're going to look at different December dates. Our goal in December is that parents can drop their kids off and go do their Christmas shopping, which would be ideal, but I don't know. I think it just works with other events that are going on or vacations. This year, the winter break for San Luis Coastal was for 2.5 weeks, so that may have also changed things. So that is my January. I guess I'll have you approve that, and then I'll move to February, unless there's any questions on January.
No, I just want to say, in my opinion, that these kids' nights out, the Halloweens, the Christmas lightings, the after-school stuff is very important, and I'm very proud of the great job that the staff has been doing with those programs, because it gives parents a peace of mind and it promotes the children to be social and mm-hmm. and interact and have a good childhood. Because although it's never too late to have a good childhood, it's good to start when you're young.
That's yeah. We're going to see you in your pajamas.
That's exactly.
True. You could always sign up. It's okay, Drew.
So let me get a motion to receive and file C4. I'm sorry, C4.
Make a motion to receive.
I actually have
and
a
file.
Question.
Oh, you have a question
about
okay.
it? So I'm looking at the digital version of the agenda,
yeah.
And on the first page of C4. It looks like the total revenue line under program revenue, it got
a little messed
twice.
Up. Mine on
I'm
my,
not able to read
my printed
that.
Got messed up too.
Yeah. So maybe if we could just fix that so that I think it should say $450 if
yes,
the math
that's
is
what
right.
It, and it, that's like, what it should it, say.
You can figure it out from the other information
yeah.
available, but I want
yes,
to make sure
my,
that wasn't just me.
No, my printed version has that as well. So Excel sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. So may I get a motion to accept and file C4, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. All opposed? I see none. Thank you. Okay. Let's do Kids Night Out in February 2024.
Okay. That's me again. And I agree with you, Drew. I mean, obviously, that's where my passion is in this. But, you know, it's funny, as we used to call them Parents Night Out. And we changed it to kids because one day I heard the kids call it that, mm-hmm. that it was their night out instead of the parents. So we switched it to that. So you're right. Okay, February is our Valentine's party is what we refer to that. Also very simple. Pizza, dinner, the kids come. We do Valentine's and they make all these different Valentine's crafts for their parents, get to take them home with them. We watch a movie. The new tradition on Valentine's is they love a Valentine's bingo. I found it one day, and they've played it every time. So, and again, that one had 22 signups. It was a popular event. 20 is a good number. It keeps us, you know, not over. I don't have to have too many staff, and it's a perfect amount for our location and everything. So we're always happy with 20. And then I think my only recommendations for February was, and I've talked about this a few times, is maybe partnering with Chamber and seeing if they wanted to offer some sort of thing where, you know, a couple restaurants did a special
dinner night in February, and then you also signed your kids up to do. So I will talk with the team at Chamber and see if that's something they want to do this next year.
It's a great idea. Thank you.
All right. Any questions or? Okay. And our next one will be in April. I believe it's a superhero theme. So.
Okay. So may I get a motion to receive and file C5?
And I make a motion to receive and file C5.
May I get a second, please?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Seeing none. Thank you. Okay, C6 staff report election, Morro Bay Seniors Representative. I've been doing that for a while, right? That's me.
Yes, you have.
And what can I say about the seniors? They're doing a great job. They have a great bingo night. But again, there's so many things that they do. You really need to go to their website. It would take me an hour to go over all the things that they do for not only the seniors of Morro Bay, but for the entire community, because they're very big into supporting our programs and other charities. They're a very charitable organization. And if you'd like, I'll stay on as a liaison because I've been enjoying it. So I don't know if
we'd like.
If you like that, you should keep it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been enjoying those people a lot. Okay. So I guess somebody want to make a motion to?
I would move that Drew is our representative to the seniors.
Can I get a second on that, I guess?
And I second it.
Second. All right. All in favor? Aye. Aye. Okay. I kept my job.
It's okay.
Thank you. Let's see now. Moving on to future agenda items. Are we already there?
Yes.
We jumped ahead.
So in light of the issue that I raised a little earlier, is that a future agenda item that I would like to see that come back in May? That we talk about that, or that we have...
That we have more purview over the physical operation and maintenance of the parks?
Or do we need to maybe get a representative, a subcommittee to go talk to, or will you handle that, or...
So to understand specifically then, the future agenda item would be to have discussion with regard to the absence of parks maintenance and development reporting here in our commission.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and it's...
For me, it's more than reporting. It would be responsibility. But I don't know that we can get that back, and that would be my inquiry.
Okay. Mm. I don't think a subcommittee would be in order. I think, as I had stated before, a conversation with the Public Works Director and City Manager would be the best place to start, in my opinion. I'll have that conversation and happy to bring that back as a staff report.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay. And then were we wanting to get a further update on the status of the Coleman Park renovation?
Yes.
So just a status report.
And that will be found in the standing parks development report.
Oh, okay. Park development report.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Report. All right. So... That being said, I guess we may adjourn this meeting, and we'll be back on Thursday, May 16th, 2024 at 6 p.m., and everyone's welcome to come join us either here in person at the Veterans Hall or online. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
I'm just curious if our parent, with his questioning, if he has some ideas that...
Were we wanting to meet other parents or be more involved in the programs?
Well, a mixture of
both. Okay.
It's more of inquiring, kind of also kind of being the battlefield, so to speak. Someone's got to be here.
Yeah. Was there still a PTA? When I was a kid, there was...
It,